You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And their style of play that's going to go out looking for that fight, is going to go out looking to set that tone. Welcome to another edition of the Pucks with Hags podcast, powered by Prize Picks, the exclusive daily fantasy partner of the CLNS Media Network. I believe this is the 76th episode of the Pucks with Hags podcast. As always, I'm your host, Joe Haggerty. You can find my work at joehaggerty.substack.com. Sign up for a premium membership. You get all my NHL and Bruins writing sent straight directly to your inbox. I also file columns after every single game for the Boston Sports Journal, so check that out at bostonsportsjournal.com. Great stuff on all the Boston pro sports teams, guys like Mike Giardi, Greg Bedard, very talented crew working at that site. With me today, longtime friend and colleague Mick Collagio. Mick, please tell everybody where they can find your work.
Okay, I write Sunday columns for bostonhockeynow.com. I am in the big issues of the hockey news, covering the Bruins end of their main issues of the Future Watch, etc. And I also have a blog called Rink Wrap that I link to on X and on Facebook.
There you go. And make sure you check that out. Mick's always got great stuff there. Let's also thank our sponsor, Prize Picks. It's the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America and the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Instead of battling thousands of other players that could be pros or sharks, you simply pick more or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll right in. You can go with David Pastrnak shots on net, goals, Charlie McAvoy hits. You may even be able to go with fights. Last night, Hampus Lindholm got his first career NHL fight. If you picked him to get in one fight, you might have been rolling in the dough there. It's fun and pretty simple. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the code CLNS for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's download the Prize Picks app today. Very easy to download. I did it a couple of weeks ago. Very easy to use. Use the code CLNS for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy with Prize Picks. All right, let's get into this, Mick. Huge win last night, 4-3 over the Florida Panthers. Playoff style game, physical, fast paced. A lot of it reminded me of what we saw in the playoffs last year between the Bruins and the Panthers. There were times where the Bruins had trouble with the forecheck big time. There were times where Florida tried to push the Bruins around, and I liked the Bruins weren't pushing the Panthers around. They weren't looking to set the physical tone. They weren't, you know, at times like McAvoy threw a big hit here or there and some things were going on, but it looked like guys like Sam Bennett and Tkachuk were trying to do the same stuff that they did last year, where they pushed around the Bruins and there was no pushback from the Bruins. And at least this game, it wasn't dominating. It wasn't them like bullying the Panthers, but the Bruins were pushing back. The guys that were getting pushed by the Panthers, the guys the Panthers were targeting, were standing up for themselves, pushing back. Lindholm was a great example. Bennett knocking off his helmet, kept going after him. Lindholm finally said enough is enough, threw a punch at Bennett, and they went at it, and they both go off for fighting. There was a couple instances of that. Brandon Carlo, I thought, had a tough start to the game, but I thought he was nasty and physical in the latter moments of that game, and I thought played a lot better. Brad Marchand, obviously, taking on a 6'4" defenseman was another instance of that as well. But I think you saw in general, the Bruins were ready for battle here, were ready to push back, and they did. And I liked the response top to bottom team-wide that they had against the Panthers that ended up getting them the win in the end.
Had to have it. And I also was impressed with Wotherspoon's dealings with Tkachuk. Along the boards there. That was important. They have a way of playing that reminds me so much of the 74-5-6 Philadelphia Flyers. They play with that swagger.
I knew you were going to say the Broad Street Bullies right there, the Flyers teams. I knew you were going with that.
Yeah, you did, and it's so obvious, but they have that they have that swagger when they get on the ice. In fact, I was discussing this with a pal of mine, Kevin Vautour, that if the Bruins aren't playing and I'm in front of the TV and Florida's playing, I am absolutely watching that game. They're must
watch. Yeah, they're a fun team to watch.
They have a way of playing the game that they do something. It's like a certain prize fighter. There's a way they cut off the ring and get in there and go to work, and you expect it and you can count on it. And you don't know if they're going to be successful, but they are a pretty successful team. And, you know, everybody is now circling the Panthers on their schedule. And this was a huge win for the Bruins. They needed it very badly after what went on with practice and the wake-up call. And,
yep.
And they're a team. The Bruins are definitely a team that can cross a threshold very subtly of effort, whether it's the benign kind of hockey effort of a lot of poke checks and second and third and fourth efforts on pucks, or whether it's the toughness end of it that we saw last night. They have to have that effort and that all-out battle in order to win. And when they do, they can win against good teams.
And they can win against good teams when some bad things happen to them, too. I mean, they gave up a goal in the first shift of the game. They gave up that goal towards the end of the first period after they scored. That was a severe gut punch there. You know, they had some hiccups and some moments in this game where they had to overcome a little adversity where, you know, a lesser team could have been like, all right, this isn't our night. You know, this isn't going to happen for us. And it could have derailed them a little bit. And they didn't let that happen last night. And I thought that was a good sign for the playoffs, too, because that's what's going to happen in the playoffs. It's going to be a wave of momentum back and forth and, you know, a roller coaster of good and bad things happening that you got to kind of overcome if you're going to end up winning in the end. And I thought that was a great preparation type game last night for what they're going to face immediately in the postseason as soon as it starts. One thing, Mick, that I was really encouraged by was that I think to a man, their best players all played their A games last night and all were, you know, very influential players that made big plays. Charlie McAvoy scored the first goal. I thought was excellent all night. Pavel Zacha scores the game winner. Awesome in the faceoff circle. Very active. Played a great game. David Pastrnak scored, had a couple of points, was very influential player in a lot of the plays that were made offensively. Brad Marchand, it looked like from the second period on, he was determined the Bruins were not going to lose that game. You know, there was the one goal that they scored where he was an absolute wrecking ball in the forecheck, just knocking bodies around, making sure the puck stayed in the zone. And then he skated off at the end of that, and they scored like immediately afterwards, and he directly influenced that goal with his forecheck, with his physicality, with his determination. And then he sets up Trent Frederick for the game tying goal by skating through relentlessly skating through a bunch of Panthers players to get the puck into the offensive zone and then center it to Freddie for the great one timer there, which was an awesome shot. But you go to a man, I think every single important player, what you would call the best players on the Bruins lineup in their lineup played, had their A game, played their best and was ready to go last night. And that was another encouraging sign.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you gotta takes a village when you're playing the most important games of the year. Right now, Florida, they play a style and they make the Bruins go through the gates of hell to win.
Yep.
And it took everyone and there were no passengers. And it was great to see. We're so late in the season here that I'm no longer worried about, well, they might burn out. They might not be able to sustain it. Now it's more about the playoff concerns. Will they stay healthy? But this is the game they have to play.
Absolutely.
The Pucks with Hags podcast is powered by Prize Picks, the exclusive daily fantasy partner of the CLNS Media Network. Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's the tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, it goes beyond the hockey that we're talking about. We're talking about basketball as well. There's no shortage of high stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. And what better way to also pick players and go more or less than with some of the celebrity Prize Picks favorite players like Meek Mill and Sugar Sean O'Malley. You can now find Community Plays under the Promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community each week. So what I'm trying to tell you is this is a pretty cool daily fantasy sports app. It combines all kinds of different things with the sports and the fantasy that I just love getting involved with. And I've started hearing more about Prize Picks as of recently too. So this is something you want to hop on board with now. As I said before, it's fun and pretty simple. The app is easy to download. So download that Prize Picks app today and use the code CLNS for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's downloading the Prize Pick app and use the code CLNS for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
What do you make? Because Swayman, I thought, was a little shaky early, especially, and Nesson did a good job of showing this after the first period. Playing the puck, he seemed very shaky at times playing the puck and was putting his defensemen in a lot of bad spots. When he was trying to help, you know, set them up against the forecheck and you know, get out of the crease area and play the puck and get it to his D. And obviously they gave up a goal in the first minute of the game and then, you know, gave up a goal towards the end of the first period. So I thought he was a little shaky early, excellent towards the end of the game. I thought made some big stops late. And I read a lot, honestly, into the fact that Swayman started both of the games against the Maple Leafs and he started that game last night. Like, they are putting him in against the best teams in the biggest games ahead of the playoffs, which to me continues to read like he's going to start game one of the playoffs by giving the assignments that they're giving him and the games that they're putting him in and the way he's performing and that they're getting wins in these games. You know, it's not always pretty, but they're coming out with the W at the end of these games against the teams that they're going to play in the playoffs. I continue to take those as signs that they're looking at him as the guy that's going to start game one, even though Allmark, I think, you know, has played very well, obviously, since the All-Star break and specifically since the trade deadline. I still think by the usage we're seeing with Swayman that they may end up going with him in game one.
Well, they're giving him every opportunity to play up to the job. They keep putting it in front of him and see if he'll take it. And I don't think that's a statistics thing as much as it is.
No, it's not.
A big save at the right time kind of thing.
Yep.
So in that regard, I think there's something to what you're saying there, but I don't think a decision is going to be made until they're right on top of the question. And that's been their MO. This management team and whoever they have as their coach goes very, very deliberately to decisions, and that, yep. And this will happen with that. But yeah, they're not giving Linus a ball here and telling him to run with it because he's been the more proficient goalie since the trade deadline. They're looking at the whole season and they're looking at two capable guys and they're putting in front of Swayman as much or more than they're putting in front of Allmark. But I assume Linus is in net tonight and, yep. And you know, at Tampa. And this is his opportunity to help the team win. And we'll see how they respond. Sometimes it's how two guys play in front of a goalie, too. You know,
yes.
That really affects that and whether or not guys can say. I remember one time I was at the Walpole Arena before they changed the name from Iorio to Rodman. And I was talking with one of the players on the main championship team. And as we know, Mike Dunham has been involved with the Bruins goaltending coaching and then,
yep.
You know, minor league level for sure.
Yep.
He was very, and this was not my question, but it was just a conversation. He was very matter of fact about it. Garth Snow was our goalie. Sometimes there is a belief in the room that there's a guy who's your goalie.
Right.
That may emerge, you know. Right now I'm not 100% on it myself, but I feel like it may emerge. And if that does, then that'll factor in the decision as well.
Yeah, of course it will. There's no doubt about that. But I to your point, like I think a lot of people in the groundswell over the last week or two has been that Allmark should get the game one start, or like, you know, is he going to get it instead of Swayman based on the way he's performing lately? And a lot of it has centered around just putting the stats of them in the second half or since the All-Star break side by side and saying, oh, Mark has performed better than Swayman. And I think some of it you have to look at, to your point, the performance of the team in front of them. You know, if Swayman gives up 4 goals in a game, save percentage doesn't look great afterwards, but they still end up winning the game because he made the saves that he had to in the third period to make sure that they won. Was that a bad game for Swayman? I don't necessarily, you know, think that. You know, I think if he did what he had to do for them to win, even if the numbers weren't pretty in the end, I think that's what you kind of have to look at. And I think he's had a few of those games, Swayman has. And granted, there are some saves he should have made. And I think his performance has not been as strong in the second half as it was in the first half. But I think there's also been a few of those games sprinkled in where he got the job done. He made the saves he had to, but it didn't look pretty in the end because the team wasn't playing well in front of him, as they have not played well in a lot of games since the All-Star break. So, you know, I think there's that way to sort of judge Swayman as well.
Well, I think that, I think the one thing with Swayman's play of late that is kind of a bit of a concern for me is he's susceptible to sharp angle, near side, top corner goals if the player is up to it. So you take a great player like Adam Fox, who comes right back and answers with a back-breaking goal right after the Bruins score what they thought was a big goal. Now Fox comes right back, and I think his was the game-tying goal. Yep. And
yeah, that was a play, to be fair, that was a play where Brad Marchand was nowhere to be found where he should have been, you know, like, and he had a free and clear look at the net. There was a blown defensive assignment big time on that goal. But yes, I agree with you. He's got to stop that too.
Well, I mean, I don't like to inject my emotion into a judgment on a goaltender, and you've got to have that. Because then we had to have a save there, and you didn't give it to that. You know, that's crap. You know, I don't like going that way, but I have noticed lately that down low, Swayman's a little down early and susceptible to over the shoulder near side stuff. If the guy's got the accuracy to do it,
they've
scored from him from some not so great positions this season, lately included. And that bugs me a little bit, but I'm sure Goalie Bob's all over it.
We do have Factor Meals to help us out. America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. When it does get busy, when it does get crazy, when we do need a quick meal, they fuel you up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Takes less than 2 minutes to cook them. They're fresh, never frozen. Meals ready in 2 minutes, like I said. They have calorie conscious options going upscale with some of the things they're offering now, like surf and turf, surf and surf meal options, roasted garlic filet mignon and shrimp and Cajun spiced shrimp and salmon, which is like right in my wheelhouse. This is the kind of stuff I'm all about. So it's got everything for everybody. There's 34 plus chef prepared, dietitian approved weekly options for meals. You can get snacks, you can get breakfast items. Like it's a great deal. So if you want to get Factor Meals, go to factormeals.com/hags50 and use the code HAGS50 to get 50% off of your first box. It's a great deal. I've tried it. It's fantastic. I recommend it to you. We love these ready to make meal kits, especially when we're on the go with our kids. So one more time, that's factormeals.com/hags50 to get 50% off your first box. You won't be sorry if you go to Factor Meals. It gets the Hags thumbs up seal of approval.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Any other takes or any other opinions of what you saw last night from that game that stuck out to you?
I just feel like the Bruins are once again a team that can play with any kind of opponent, whether it's an uber skilled team like Toronto or a team that like Florida that has a, they do have a lot of different kinds of hockey widgets, but they are rough and tumble. And the Bruins hung with them. And we'll see it again tonight in Tampa, where Tampa likes to integrate their skill with a rough style. And so we'll see if they can do it two nights in a row. But I like that. I've always liked that aspect of the Don Sweeney era of the Bruins, is it doesn't have to be one kind of game in order for the Bruins to win it. That said, are they ever going to be good enough at any one of those games to win 16 times in the postseason?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's the question, right? Like, sometimes it's hard for me to sort of adjust to what I'm watching with this Bruins team, because, like, take last night for an example. They're never going to be the Florida Panthers that are, like, you know, looking for a street alley fight, that are pushing people around, that are really pushing the envelope physically. It seems to me, even like last night, they were reactive in a lot of, and I thought they reacted very well. They didn't go over the line. They didn't take too many penalties. They defended themselves. They defended their teammates. I thought they did all the right stuff and they were ready for it, but they still aren't the assertive, proactive team that, and I just don't think it's in their personality, a lot of those players and their style of play, that's going to go out looking for that fight, is going to go out looking to set that tone and be the one that's initially doing it instead of reacting to what the other team is doing. Like, I still thought a lot of times last night they were still reacting to what Florida was doing. I thought they reacted appropriately. I thought they reacted in a good way, that you continue to want to see them pushing back. But I would still like to see some of the guys on that Bruins team be the ones initially doing the pushing and trying to set the physical tone, instead of being constantly reacting to what the other team is doing. Like, even Lindholm, for example, you know, Bennett had to, like, continue, like, pushing and punching at him and knocking his helmet off.
Holding his head really down like a big brother on a little brother.
100%. Yeah. He was really, had to really, really, like, basically dare him to, like, do something to him before Lindholm responded. And I know that's not Lindholm's personality at all, but I would love to see the Bruins doing more of that instead of simply waiting for the other team to try to bully them on the schoolyard.
Of all the guys in the league who decides to finally take a shot at it, it's Mike Tyson, you know. I mean, I got to congratulate him on that, but at the same time, it's like, what are you doing, buddy, you know?
Yes.
I mean, either, you know, get,
I mean, he had to in that situation, though, Mac. Mick, he had to in that situation. Like, you got to do something.
Well, I mean, there's two ways to do this. I mean, if you know you're not going to win a fist fight, then my thing might be to do is to line them up and nail them on the boards, you know,
right.
and make some hits and say, we're not going to back down. We're going to play our game. So I don't think you have to, I mean, does he have to fight there? It's a debatable, but I do feel like I commend him for standing up. I do question the judgment on the opponent, but I do feel like there's such a bullying aspect to how Bennett plays the game.
Yep.
So matter of fact and dismissively, kind of like, you know, and that alone is impressive. And what he does, I really feel like what Tkachuk does stands on Bennett's shoulders. And I'm wondering what would Tkachuk be if Bennett wasn't on that line, because he's so much of a mouth and so much of a, now granted, is he a great talent? Yes, he is. Is he an agitator? Yes, he is. Does he try to play the game and get you last? Absolutely. Get you first, get you middle, get you last. But Bennett is the muscle. There's no question about it on that line. And he drives that train. Now, I would like to, sometimes we see the Bruins come out for a first period, particularly in home games. Big forecheck, some hits generated by the bottom six. Top six comes in and capitalizes on the chaos. And they all work together, five-man unit, and they score goals, and they impose their will. there aren't too many other ways that I see the Bruins say announcing, this is our identity. This is how we're going to play. Here's how we're going to go out. We're going to set a bar. We're going to win a hockey game. I see them attempt this and become more of a dump and chase team this year. And Brad Marchand has said that, you know, when we start thinking we're really cute out there and get away from it, that's when we hurt ourselves, shoot ourselves in the foot, lose hockey games.
Yep.
But that's what they are. That's what they need to be. And so I think if we're going to look for an emerging identity of the Bruins as a bar setting team that's going to initiate and announce themselves before it's a response, then that's how it's going to be. It's got to be that forechecking game with some speed and some tenacity. Then you mix in skill and you try to get out in front.
Another thing I would say, take as an encouraging sign, was the response in this game to what happened in practice on Monday. Jim Montgomery lighting into his team, not liking the practice, coming off what he thought was a bad third period against Philly. At one point, he was yelling, you could hear him yelling, wake the bleep up from up in the upstairs in the press box, a Warrior, stopping a drill and having them do some conditioning skates, basically bag skating them a little bit during that practice. The second time he has done that this year. And I thought it was going to be telling how the team was going to respond to that happening on Monday, not only in the practice, which had the proper response in the practice after that, but how that would carry over into the game. And it was good to see Montgomery dialed in with the team, getting them focused, doing it the right way, pushing the right buttons to get the right response. And that also makes me feel better about what we may see out of this team in the playoffs, that he's getting the right response from them. And he's got a pulse, a finger on the pulse of what the team needs from a coaching perspective.
Well, yeah, and I think he also was looking at the schedule and realizing that if these guys keep playing the way they've been playing,
oh yeah,
we could be in big trouble here.
Yep.
Because this list of opponents is either teams that you can consider Stanley Cup contenders or teams that are desperate.
Yep.
And playing well right now, the Washington Capitals. So yep. So
well, they're still in the mix. So they're yeah, you know, they're playing.
They're right now. They got a foot in the door.
Yep.
So and that's because they've quietly rallied when they got ignored. The Bruins gifted them a game earlier this winter. So yeah, I mean, I think given the run of the string of games coming up, Monty looked at it and said, these guys need something here, and I'm going to give it to them. And the timing was excellent.
Absolutely. All right. Tweet of the week, Mick, from BK5137. Maroon better be healthy for the playoffs, or they better get Lucic in skating shape. I do not think we're going to be seeing any Milan Lucic, guys. Lindholm and Marchand can't be fighting in the playoffs, and this team doesn't play physical just like previous years. They're going to get out-hit and outplayed physically. Like, this is an echo of what I just said to a degree, where they've got to be a little more assertive and they've got to really go at it. But I also think Pat Maroon being in the lineup may change things a little bit and get everybody a little more courageous on that Bruins team. He's one of those kind of players that I think will make everybody feel a little taller, a little tougher. But I liked what I saw last night as far as them pushing back. They did enough of what they had to do to stand up to the bully and to get the win.
They did. It's a long haul to win the Stanley Cup. Just winning a playoff series, you got to go through this six or seven times. Unless the other team is somehow dysfunctional and not showing up and not at their best. So, but I do agree with the tweeter that we have a situation where the Bruins, but here's why I disagree. I don't think that in as much as I agree that a guy like Maroon, or had it been Milan Lucic, or had it been Nick Foligno, that you would have had some helpful influence there. But at the end of the day, everybody who's on the ice has to step up. Everybody who's on the ice, they don't have to say that, hey, I'm Dave Schultz. What they have to do is go out there and say, I'm here to win a hockey game.
Yeah.
And whatever it is you do to win that hockey game, you got to do it. So it's got to come from them, whether or not Maroon's in uniform.
I agree. I do think, though, the presence of a guy like that makes everybody a little more courageous in all aspects. So that part will be interesting to watch to see if that influence is there. Mick, thank you very much. Prize Picks, let's thank our sponsor, is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America and the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Instead of battling thousands of other players that could be pros or sharks, you simply pick more or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll right in. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. You want to play alongside some of Prize Picks' favorite players like Meek Mill and Sugar Shane O'Malley, who we figured out is a UFC fighter, I believe. You can now find community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community each week. So download the Prize Picks app today and use the code CLNS for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's download the Prize Picks app today and use the code CLNS for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Mick Colaggio, thank you very much for joining us today, my friend.
Happy to be here. Thanks, Joe.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you at the ring.